just a very quick little cameo that I just felt the Lord wanted to for me to share this morning. That recently I've been looking at the bare trees, and I've been planting tulips and things like that. And we see these little, rather boring little brown stony things that we plant in the ground. It tells us how deep to plant them or whatever. We pop them in the ground and they don't have to do a thing. And the DNA in them, what God has planted them, he just put them in the ground and they pop out in the spring into the most glorious, beautiful individual, each one individual. And I think that it is such a miracle. And I was just comparing that a little bit to as we all are. And that God has made us so individual. And I think this weekend we're going to discover things in us that if we just be, allow God to release some of that DNA that maybe has never been released before, of the creativity that he's put in us for his glory, and that we will shine even brighter for him. Just a little thought for the day.
Father, we just want to commit this time to you. We commit this new day to you. We thank you so much for it. We thank you. Gosh, what a glorious sight. I mean, look at that. Absolutely amazing. Father, thank you for bringing us to this beautiful place. Father, we want to lift your name on high today. Father, we want to encourage each other. We want to bring a smile to your face. Father, I pray that you anoint all of us who are involved in the various tasks. Father, I pray first of all for Steve, who's about to speak to us. Lord, would you give him your words? And Father, may he feel your presence as he speaks to us. And likewise to David, who will follow him. Father, anoint him. Father, speak powerfully. And Father, may we hear what you have to say to us. Lord, may we hear what we have to say. Father, give us revelation so that we go from here with a spring in our step. Eh? In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen.
Thank you. De Silva's juicy. Okay. Right. Okay. So the fun starts now, and the sun has come out, which is all good. And I think the heating has come on as well. So all is good. I think. Some of you have mentioned. Some of you have been relegated to the servants' quarters. Down in the mews, I know you've mentioned it was deliberate. The idea being that we looked at to see who is old and doddery, and they're the ones that are here, and all the young fit ones are up in the thing. So Anita, I don't know what went wrong with you. There was some mistake. So you only have to do it once a day, come on. So anyway, so the room, the standard of the room should be as good. Either it's just some of you have to go up a bit of a slope. That's all. Yeah, they're okay. Every room, it's a good place. Those of us who remember the Quinter days, yeah, it was a big difference. Okay, this morning's prayer meeting broke all records. Lowest attendees ever number. I was there and I counted 7 people. I don't know. So the rest of you. Get up, come on, you two in particular. 7 o'clock, if you're in the building, it's all warm, just come out of bed in your pyjamas, even just roll down the stairs, and 7 o'clock is, you know, it's not too early for some of us. Anyway, so there's only one more day anyway, so maybe we'll all make an effort tomorrow, maybe. Okay, right, today is where it all really starts. So yesterday was... let's say, you know, the warm-up to the main event. And so we're doing today, the structure of the day is what we call Freedom in the Spirit, which we first developed about a year and a half ago. And we've now done it about 10 times. And it's still evolving. There's still things that don't quite work. Some things work for some people, some things don't. So, you know, what we have today hopefully will work well for us here. And one of the things that we've got here, we've got a bigger than average room here, so the craft activities are in the same room as everything else, so that should make for an interesting dynamic. We'll see how that works. The idea is, in freedom of the spirit, is to take the basic structures out that you normally have in conferences, and I sort of alluded to this yesterday, where most conferences are just sort of sermon sandwiches with a little bit of flavouring in between the sermons. Here we are going to give you plenty of leeway. In fact, today, just one talk in the morning, one talk in the afternoon, but knowing David, that talk will just continue forever. But the key bit is the only bit of it where you only hear his voice is just 45 minutes. After that 45 minutes, it's an open forum, and that will be for this afternoon as well. So it'd be interesting. I don't know whether there'd probably be a maximum time of just an hour. Otherwise, people will be starved of any other expressions apart from hearing David expounding continuously about the Bible, which is all good stuff, of course. But there are other things, and these are the things I'm going to mention now, because the idea is to structure the day so that you're able to sort of find what is right for you. Because, you know, say conferences tend to just cater for those that just want to feed their minds, basically. Which is great, and we do that, but there's also the creative elements, and there's activities, and you know, prayer and confession, and all these things that we've incorporated throughout the day. But all these things are done in your time. It's not something that we dictate to you. You decide when you do them. So I'm going to go through them. The idea being that this is a time for you to discover God in a new way. Even if you've been before umpteen times, there's always something new. You're in a different place now than you would have been, say, 3 months ago, and God may have some fresh things for you. And equally, you may be someone who hasn't quite discovered what their function is in the body of Christ. So hopefully through today, you will get a little bit closer to understanding where you should be through all the different activities that we'll have for you. So just going through them, first one is we have a quiet room. You might have seen that. It's opposite the lounge. It has a note on it that says quiet room, so you can't miss it. Unfortunately, it is a spirit-filled room for the wrong reasons. those of you who have been in there, it's also a bar. It's the only room they can give us. We are told that the drinks are available, but not for you to drink. And we think that when we're using that room, the other people won't be using that room. And I think the bar is just for the evening meals. So we should be okay. So just ignore and, you know, just close your eyes to all that lovely drink there, sort of staring. because that room has a serious purpose. Firstly, there is a confessional there. And it's not a monk or a nun in a booth or whatever they do. It's a goldfish bowl. it sounds a bit weird. Minus goldfish. okay, we have a goldfish bowl full of water, and next to it we have strips of paper and some scripture. It's 1 John 1:9 about forgiveness of sins. And if you anything that burdens you today, it could be anything, it doesn't really matter. If it is a lot of stuff, it might be difficult because they're quite small strips of paper. If you want to write an essay, then you take a few strips and put them in one after the other. The idea is that you write them on the bits of paper. Actually, I've just remembered. I don't think we'll put... Were there pens? Oh, there are pens, yeah. So you write on the bits of paper, push it into the goldfish bowl, and it will dissolve. And there's a spoon to push it in. Don't forget, you must push it in, otherwise it will float on the top and everyone will see your sins. So it's always good. We have a ranking table of conferences as to which ones were more sinful than others by the weight of white mass that's there at the end of the year. So I won't tell you what's top of the charts, Brunel Manor. People in the West Country have a lot of. yeah, well, yeah. okay, so that so we have that. You can go into that room any time during the day, and you know, even if anyone else is in there, it doesn't matter. It's just between you and God. But you may want to go in there with other people for the other table, which is communion. We have the elements for communion. We have the wine, juice, and we have the unleavened bread, matzah. You know, the correct bread for that process. And just go in and just take communion by yourself or with others. It's there, you know, at any time of the day, just whenever God has, and, you know, has sort of led you into that. So again, that's opposite the lounge. So just along the corridor. This is great. This place. Everything is just along one corridor. It's very easy. You know, some places, you know, you just the quiet room was so far away, no one was using it. Cause, you know, you have to go through like this, turn right, turn left, up, downstairs, and all that. So we're okay there. That's a quiet room. Okay. The other thing, the timeline. Be at the back there. Should have announced it yesterday because then people could have used it during your talk. But I think someone has. There's a very interesting picture. I don't know if you've seen it. Some illustration from your talk. I don't know who did it. I think it might have been Rosalie. You usually are. Oh, right. Oh, there's all three of you now. Right. Now, the timeline is really important. Every conference we have is, like, cemented in history. And not on anything electronic, but on just a bit of paper, wallpaper, you know, blank wallpaper at the back there. We want to create a timeline of the weekend. So at any point God gives you a scripture, picture, or anything that comes into your mind, we have all the implements there for crayons and paints and all, just to do something. And you can see what's been done before. It'd be good to just to put the time when, you know, when you were doing this, just at 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock, and then we just by the end, we can sort of stretch from there to there sometimes, you know, it just depends how creative you lot are. So get started. Even now, someone can sit there and do it. It'd be interesting if someone sat there and while David was speaking this morning, anything that came into their minds, or if you can understand anything he's saying, you know, and put it down in simple English with pictures, then if you have a creative bent, then by all means do that. So. Before I move on, there is a testimony regarding the timeline that, from Sarah. It's a very quick testimony.
Just make it very quickly. just to say that about 2 months ago, I had a phone call from our daughter in deep distress. And, you know, God tells us that he will take us through fire, but he will be with us and we will not be burned. And he also tells us that when we are, he tests us through fire, that we might be like pure gold. And going back to the beginning of the year, she had to move out of her house, and she put very kindly, one of her closest friends said she could store all the contents of her house in their farmhouse, which was very, very sweet of them. So she rang me about 2 months ago in deep distress and absolutely sobbing her heart out at the end of the phone. The house that her friend, where she'd put her contents of her earthly goods, to be honest, was completely destroyed by fire, completely. Praise God that there was no one in the house other than, there was no one in the house at all, so none of the people were hurt, the animals weren't hurt, but the complete contents of the whole of the house was destroyed. And, you know, of course our daughter was devastated for her friends, but also her. The little home that she had was completely destroyed. And a few days later, I mean, I'd shared it with one or two people from here, and lovely Rosie, who you will meet later, sent me a photograph of something that was on a timeline, the conference beforehand. And I just like to David's going to put it up on the, hopefully. Are you going to put it up there? You're still struggling with the technology. Okay, well, I'll have to explain it, what it was. But it was just, it totally blew me away. The picture was of a road. And at the wide end of the road, there was a couple. And at the far end of the road, there was a little person. And the couple at the top end of the road had a big bunch of stuff in their hands, in their arms, and said, "You've left your stuff behind." And the person in the front said, "It doesn't matter. I have all I need. He is living within me." And it absolutely, I mean, I could cry right now. Just knowing that God had gone before our daughter, before us, to bring something to her that was so totally individual and personal. And it has really, it really, really, really lifted us up. It lifted us up and it lifted her up. And so whatever you write there, you just never know how God is going to use it. And hopefully at some stage I might be able to show you the little picture. So do use it, because you never know what your drawing is going to, how it's going to touch somebody else. And I thank you, Rosie, so much for sending that. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. So, okay, the way it's going to work then, so after me, David's going to be talking 45 minutes. I know. I say that because he very rarely sticks to 45 minutes. But after the 45 minutes, he has to stop because it's refreshment time. And thank you, all those who bought biscuits. We have to eat them all. It's quite a lot of them. And I think the refreshments will be in the lounge, I think. Mom? The teas and coffees will be in the lounge area, or where the... Oh, it'll become apparent. Okay, at 45. Was that 10:45? That'll be about 10:45. Okay. After that, those of you who want to carry on in the same vein as the teaching, David will be back here, and you're free to throw any questions at him that you like. He really enjoyed that for about an hour, probably no more than an hour. Otherwise, it might exhaust him. So that's our yeshiva. We'll do that. And we'll also do the same thing this afternoon when Paul does his teachings as well. But nothing is compulsory. It may not be for you. So other things that we're going to have going today, we're going to have a prayer walk this morning at 11, led by Ginny and Rosie at the beginning, at the front here. Bear in mind the heels up and down. Just... See, you won't be very... Okay, so they'll be kind. It'll be great. They're always very entertaining. Or creative. They're always very creative in their prayer walk. So by all means, do that. That's at 11 o'clock. And there'll be, I think, the De Silvers will be doing one in the afternoon. You probably don't know that, but you are. Not half as creative, but twice as creative. Yeah. Yeah, we'll meet at the main door, that's at 11. So straight after refreshments. If you want to go on the prayer walk, that's at 11 o'clock. We have, this has sort of, depends on the group. Sometimes it's good, sometimes it sort of fizzles out. But we try to do some continual Bible reading. We're going to have that on the staircase around the corner here. We've got a little stand there and a Bible. And Nancy's going to supervise that in the morning. And I don't know who in the afternoon. And I think the scripture will come to you. Maybe you'll go through one book. And the idea is that there's continuous reading. So anyone can volunteer to read, say, for 5 minutes, and we'll just keep it going. And because of the location there, anyone that comes in through the front door will hear scripture as they come in. And there's a lot of people from outside that come in to use the swimming pool. So it could be a good witness to have... this going as long as we can. So that will start after refreshments as well, and keep going for an hour or so in the morning, and we'll do the same thing in the afternoon. The other things that are going on there, you may have noticed craft tables at the back. And again, this is for any time. Even during the talks, if you're the sort of person like me that only half listens and likes doodling, you might as well doodle with some nice crayons rather than just a pen. So by all means, if you want to sit at the back there during any of the talks and just do something creative, that's fine. There are some ongoing proper creative activities, bookmark making, candle making. Oh, Monica will explain. Okay, so if you're creative or are not sure if you are creative and want to find out if you're creative, then at any time Monica will be sitting there, not all the time, because Monica has to do other things as well, like dancing, and make sure she does some dancing. but there will be others there, and it'll all be self-explanatory. So that's there all the time in the corner. What else we got? Right, we're going to have, tomorrow morning, there's going to be a performance of dance and worship. And some of you sitting here will be part of it. And you probably don't even know that yet. but everything is voluntary. So we have a voluntary dance workshop led by these three at the front. And we have a room around, you've been to the room around the corner where you're going to practice. This is loosely based, it's Hebraic dancing, but it's also drama stroke dancing. Yeah, it's fantastic. And we videoed the last one, and it's actually on YouTube, on from our website. And if you can't dance, if you've never danced before, and if you're very reluctant, just speak to John Birch there, and he will enthuse you. John Birch is he's got a few years behind him. But he danced for the first time about 2 years ago, and he had a fantastic experience. And you know, it's a real liberating experience if you've never done it before. And at our retreat of 3 months ago, Ginny and Rosie got every man to stand up and dance. so that may happen as well. So at some point then, I suppose after the prayer walk, you'll probably get people together, what, about 12 o'clock? I don't know when lunch is. So maybe 12 o'clock-ish or 11:30. Make yourself known to Rosie. So after I've talked, or during refreshment break, come and see Ginny and Rosie at the front here if you're interested in the dance workshop. You'll have a couple of practices and then the actual performance. We have a massive, it's just a big celebration tomorrow morning, and part of it will be dance. And the other part of it will be music. We're going to get a choir together. Kayla's going to do her choir mistress bit, master. I'm trying to be politically correct here. her choir master duties. Again, you know, even if you play an instrument, if you just want to play percussion, then that's fine. But just have a go. There'll be you'll probably give a time for when you want to do the practice, just whatever. But. Yeah, after the yeshiva. Yeah, when the yeshiva's gone, then the music practice will start here. So just hang around. And it is possible for you to do dance and music, probably. So, just do it. It's, let this be the time when you actually have a go at something and you're away from your church. And if you're going to embarrass yourself, no one's going to know. We're not videoing anything. But there might be some impromptu videos if everything goes wrong. I mean, I know quite a few ladies were videoing the men. and I know there's a video somewhere lurking around of someone's done, was it you? Oh, she's got a video of the whole thing. Yeah, everything is there. Yeah. Right, okay, and what else? We've also got at 5:30, and this is really popular, between 5:30 and 6:30, so leading up to the mealtime, we have show and tell. We get six people, they get exactly 10 minutes each to stand up here and talk about anything that they're passionate about, as long as it's not going to cause any issues. Me leaning down there. Yeah, I've got a ball. Four of you have contacted me, and I can't remember who you are. So at the... oh, what's going on there? There's no names up there now. So can you, four people who have contacted me, you put your hands up, so I remember you got one, two, three, so there you four, five. Okay, well, we've got six, so if, do you want to do one as well, Shirley? Okay, that's fine. So we have room for one more. Oh, Rosie, okay. Of course, we may need to evaluate the content first, but I know we can trust Rosie because we know Rosie. But John over there, you've got a whole essay to show me before. Right. The idea is we want a nice variety. You know, some light, a little bit of light, a little bit of heavy, bit of humour. Just bearing in mind that you know it's you've got 10 minutes to really get your point across there. So this might be. Oh, you are going to be controversial. All right, we'll supply. We've got a crate of rotten tomatoes. <In the back. laughs> Right. Oh, he enjoys tomatoes. Find out what he doesn't like to throw at him. But we'll sort it out. So see me during the refreshment break, and we'll get it sorted, and we'll schedule you in for 5:30. Okay. So that's basically it. I don't think I've missed anything out. Yeah, testimonies. That tends not. What we have got actually, you know, if you're going to there's a coffee lounge there that is open to us. It's also open to others who are using the swing thing. We in the middle, you might notice there's a bag and a little sign that says pick a card. If you know, that sounds very intriguing, but I would suggest if you've got nothing on any time during the day, sit in the armchairs in the middle of the coffee lounge. And take a card out, and then whatever it says on the card, you have to do. Whoever's around you will hear what you have to say. And these are like conversation starters, and out of that, testimonies will flow. You don't have to use the cards; you can just sit there and talk. So as far as testimonies are concerned, you know that would be a good, nice place to do it. Particularly if there are people from the outside. Who may actually eavesdrop and hear your story. So it could be an evangelistic situation as well. So that's the coffee lounge, which is opposite the quiet room. Right, well, I think that's it. So all these things are totally up to you. And we have the session after the talk. It's the rest of the morning is everything I've just said for the rest of the morning. And after Paul's talk in the afternoon, it takes you right up to the evening meal. What's that? Oh, yes, sorry, I forgot. No, she's right. Two things. One is, very few of you have noticed there's a room opposite the dining room, which is our ministry room, where there's about six or seven ministries in there, CDs, books, etc., who are very eager for you to sample their wares, and because very few of you have actually walked in there yet, and you'll see a massive banner there for the Barnabas Fund, who most of you must have heard of the Barnabas Fund, and Patrick Sadeo has got a new book out, which is really good, and lots of really good resources, to do, particularly to do with Islam and Christianity in Islam. And Ginny and Rosie have stuff there, and Ginny and Hugh over there with Culture Changes. Have you heard of Culture Changes, anyone? Oh, well, now's your chance to let them know what Culture Changes are all about. Culture Changes is a sort of a parallel ministry to what we're doing in that they're sort of a national ministry there to sort of help people who don't feel very settled in their church, perhaps are looking for other ways of expressing their faith, and they get people together and they have events and they send out information. So Ginny's the one who's on the sun lounger. So anytime, ask her and Hugh about what Culture Changes is, because it's a really interesting story. And Stephen Bishop's here with his books, and anyone else who I've forgotten to mention. Oh, you. Well, have you got something as well? you got your cards on the table? Have you? Okay, brochures for hot off the press, greetings cards and guest houses. Guest house up in the Lake District that almost got flooded, and your music, and so a real variety. So go to the evening, go to the meal times a little bit early, and go to the room opposite first before you have your meals, and then they'll all be happy. Judith will be happy. And finally, before I pass over to David, we have these post boxes with your questions. Any questions? Remember, anything that's Hebraic. Now, John over the back there, remember these post-it notes? This is his post-it note. It's a two-page essay. So if we don't get anything else, this is the only thing that's going to be discussed tonight. So, it's the preamble. That's just the preamble. So those of you who've got any questions, please, you know, even, who is Jesus? You know, anything that might deflect us from having to read a whole essay. But, you know. But anyway, I think I've overstepped my thing. David, I'll hand over to you now.